tough to finish the season and be disappointed about how it finished.
What was Coach's mood, if you can tell us?
I think he was appreciative of the players, of the guys, of our work. I think he was talked about our effort and saying he didn't, no one questioned the effort that we gave this year.
I'm sensing this is a tough day for you.
It is, we'll see what happens, but we'll handle whatever occurs and move on.
Eli, you've always said that you're not one to knock on the owner's door and go in and talk about things. Did you have that urge in this instance, or is it the same, let things happen the way they happen?
You just gotta, there's some things you can't control, I think the mayors and the Tish know how I feel about Coach Coughlin and respect I have for him, and I think he's done a great job, and he definitely has not failed. I feel that we as players and we failed him by not playing to the level that we could.
Eli, what can you say about your experience with Coughlin?
It's been, he's been a great coach to play for, and learned so much from him from an early age when I got here to every year. Just continue to meet with them and talk football and X's and O's and strategies, and he's got a great football mind and loves what he's doing and a great passion, and it's a great example of how you should handle your job and love what you're doing.
Eli, not every quarterback gets to play his whole career with one head coach, obviously. You have a unique situation here at this point. You're also 35. You've had two great years in a row. How difficult would it be for you right now to have a new coaching staff, a new system, to have to go through that at this point?
It's obviously would not be ideal, but we didn't get the job done, and so we got to whatever occurs, I'll handle it, but we just got to see what happens. Yeah, it is. The meeting today, just thinking that it could be the last one. With Coach Coughlin up there, it was tough.
We got time for one more question with Eli.
Eli, when you look back at your experience with Tom, 183 consecutive starts, which is the most consecutive starts in NFL history, how would you describe that experience? What has it been like for you? And if this is the last time you're playing under Tom, what is that going to be like?
He's been a great coach to play under. We have a great relationship, great trust, and I think I appreciate the way he works. I think he appreciates the way I handle my business and play quarterback and prepare and get ready. We've had a good run. Could have been better, obviously, but I appreciate everything he's done for me.
If you did go with Coach McAdoo going forward, what kind of respect do you have for him?
Great respect for Coach McAdoo and the whole offensive staff. I think we've done good things, feel very comfortable. I think we've worked well, and last year was tough. It was a lot going on and very new and trying to learn, but bought into it because I trusted him, trusted the offensive staff, and felt great this year about what we were able to do offensively. We scored a lot of points, moved the ball well, and have great respect for all our coaches.